problems.
We have you surrounded. Come on, put your hands up.
It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, 101.9 FM and cable, www.citr.ca, very recently added to TELUS Digital Cable, channel 717. Yes, here we are. My name is Aaron, and I have a very special show today. I have an all-Canadian show, not just any all-Canadian show. We're showcasing a certain province, and that province is
Nova Scotia.
Yep, and we don't play a lot of Nova Scotia punk on this show. I don't have a lot in my collection. What you just heard there was the Shitheads, My Boyfriend's Back, going back to the 90s, was that? Or?
The early 90s, yeah.
We have D-Rock from System Shit. System Shit, originally from Nova Scotia. System Shit, who are playing tonight at the
Princeton Pub
down on East Hastings, and it'll be a good show. So we're going to look chronologically at the history of Nova Scotia punk and hardcore. And off the top of your head, D-Rock, why do you think us out here out west don't hear a lot of bands from Nova Scotia? Like, my vast collection is very few and far between Nova Scotia releases.
I think that we're all too drunk to put anything out.
But you guys, this is a testament that there was a lot of recorded stuff. Is this mostly on demos?
A lot of it's on demos, yes. Not too many 7-inches came out from Halifax. I mean, nowadays, a lot of bands are putting stuff out. But back in the 80s, the early 90s, not so much, actually.
Okay, so we're going to look chronologically. The years we're going to be looking at here are from the 1980s to the 2000s, right?
Yeah.
And I guess we should quit yakking and get on with it. So, we're going to hear some first from the 2000s. This is from a band out here, right?
Yeah.
Not your band, System Shit, but another.
Well, our guitar player used to play in this band called The Insubordination. If you ever watched Canadian's Worst Driver, Jacob sings for this, so you'll get a kick out of this.
Okay, then, so we're going to get into a local band featuring one member from Out Your Way originally, but let's get right into it, and after that, let's get into some 1980s Nova Scotia punk. This is The Insubordination with a track called Constable Fuckface. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
All right, a band from Nova Scotia from the 2000s. What year did this one come out, D-Rock?
I can't remember.
All right.
It's about 2000.
But the guitar player from this band now plays in System Shit, your band, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so that, like I said, was from the 2000s, and we're going to spin back the clock to the 1980s with a band called False Security.
Yeah, this is about, they're an old band from 1984, one of the first hardcore bands in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Got to see them a lot of times. Them in System Overload, just tons of bands, Early Warning Syndrome, tons of bands from Halifax. But yeah, these guys were like one of the better bands, them in False Security, so...
And 19, when would you say the scene in Halifax started? Was there many bands, like, were there any bands from the 70s?
I guess there was like a punk scene in the 70s, but I was pretty young, I wouldn't know that, but early 80s and shit like that, there was a lot of hardcore bands, it was crazy, and I mean, today it's vibrant, it's like a lot of bands are, so, yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna hear some very... early punk, or hardcore punk from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Yeah, this is from 1984, their demo. So, False Security.
Not My War. Here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll see you in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
Said, turn up the show and I hit you. Said, come by and bang. say. To let me know that I hit you. Stay on my airspace.
By Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference takes over Toronto once again June 16th to the 20th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world across dozens of genres. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 5 days, 50 stages, over 600 bands, plus 35 great music-related films, all for only $50. Wristbands are now on sale. Also available, full festival passes for North by Northeast industry conferences featuring celebrity interviews and networking sessions. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and conferences, June 16th to the 20th, taking place in the heart of Toronto, Ontario. Visit www.nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival information.
The show is Generation Annihilation. It is a little bit past 15 minutes past the hour. We have a very special edition. We have D-Rock, a survivor of the 80s and 90s and a bit of the 2000s.
Still living, still drinking.
Halifax, Nova Scotia. When did you move out here, actually?
I've been living here for 5 years now.
5 years, okay.
Yeah. And
yeah, so people who don't know Nova Scotia, what is Nova Scotia like?
Shithole.
Okay. Does it, besides this great punk rock you're playing, what does Nova Scotia have to offer?
Really nothing. Just a bunch of alcohol and places to play. That's about it.
All right.
That's why I moved out of there.
How is rent in Nova Scotia? You say there's not a lot of work.
No, rent's impossible. Actually, it's cheaper to live out here than what it is in Nova Scotia.
I find that's that very hard to believe.
Yeah. Food up here is a lot cheaper than like down there. It's incredibly crazy down there. Like I go there once a year, visit for 2 weeks, and it's just madness. Like that, booze is a lot more expensive. Everything's expensive.
And speaking of rent, we just heard a song called "Rent Is Theft" from Rule of Thumb from the early 2000s or 2000s.
Later 2000s. Yeah, it's the members from the Chits.
And I did see them once, and they broke up in the 90s, right?
Yeah, they did.
And the singer...
2000, whatever. I don't know.
The singer, what's her name?
Kara.
Okay.
That's a good friend of mine.
And, yeah, False Security in the set before that. Or System Overload in the sets before that with a track called... You're Not Disturbed, or yeah. Nope, You're Not Disturbed, and what era was this?
Oh, that's early 80s, they're a wicked hardcore band, live, they're amazing, so like one of the bands that kind of influenced me too, so yeah, great band.
Okay, and yeah, we started things off with False Security, early 80s hardcore gem.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and Not My War and False Security, what are those guys doing now, are they...
Alfred Woolley, I have no clue. I'm going to go visit him like in July. He's the singer of that band. I don't know, we'll probably just drink. That's what we do best.
All right, so yeah, it's great that you're up here playing all this obscure music from Halifax, Nova Scotia. That is the theme of the show today. If there's something you'd like to hear in these realms, well, you can give me a call, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. But yeah, it's just great to hear these tunes. So, because yeah, they haven't been played on this show, and who knows, probably never on this radio station before. So, yeah, let's get to some more, shall we, D-Rock? What would you like to hear next?
D-Malenko's, great band from Nova Scotia. They split up when I left. The song's called Crustor. I'm doing actually backing vocals in the middle of that. So, yeah.
And this
you like
band...
It, you like it, you hate it, you hate
Dean,
it.
Dean Malenko's, kind of a strange name for a band. Any meaning behind the name?
I think it's a wrestler or something.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Shock, and we are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Party on, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
What's wrong, little Jimmy? Are the other kids picking on you again?
Yes, they just don't understand me.
Well, screw them!
Misfits, plus special guests, June 7th, at the Rickshaw Theater. Having survived through the heyday of punk, one of the most influential bands around is coming to Vancouver. The Misfits, with special guests, the Vicious Cycles and the Benitos, June 7th at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets at Zulu, Scrape, or Ticketmaster.ca.
Yes, the Misfits have been around since the early 80s, since the heydays of hardcore punk. And we have another somebody here who has been around since the heydays of hardcore punk. Were the Misfits an influence to you there, D-Rock?
Later on, but they're okay.
Right. Yeah, that show is next week. Yeah, looking forward to the Buzzcocks next week as well. Should be cool. These bands just never go away. They just keep coming and, yeah, playing the shows. So, yeah, we heard three tracks in that last set. Ended off with a band that I saw. I got to see this band in the 90s. Hard to believe. I thought, yeah, I've never seen any of these bands. But, yeah, the Chits with a track called Positive. And before that, we heard a track by ASB, Drink, Fish, Fight, and Fuck. Is that...
Another shitty band starts for the...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't understand that. That's what you were telling me. That another shitty band. I didn't understand. I didn't get the initials, the pseudonyms or whatever. But yeah, cool. Thanks for clarifying that. Another shitty band. And that's
don't
what they
care, dear buddy.
They like to drink fish, fight, and fuck in Halifax. Do they?
Yep, that's what we do.
The fishing is good. Okay, and the Hold in the set before that gave up everything. What era was that from?
That's 2000.
Okay. Yeah. And we heard a song called "The Cruster" by Dean Malinkers.
Malinkos.
What era is that from?
It's newer too.
Okay, cool. I said at the start of the show that we were going to look chronologically at the works of Halifax, Nova Scotia. We're kind of jumping all over the map here, but that's all right. It all sounds good, and hope you're enjoying the show thus far. Those of you that just tuned in, yes, it's Generation Annihilation, and we're playing all punk from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Punk and hardcore from Halifax. Is there some others, some stuff not from Halifax on here? But
no, just all Halifax.
Okay. So, yeah. We've got D-Rock here. D-Rock from System Shits.
Woohoo!
And he's also been in some other bands, which we're going to hear.
I'm going to hear Existence. I play guitar and song for these guys. The song's called Addiction.
And this year was... This was what time? When did this come out?
The 90s.
Okay.
I don't remember. It's so long ago.
Okay. So long you can't remember, eh?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't remember the 80s either.
Okay. A little bit. Enough to remember some of these bands anyways, yeah. Eh? All right. Going back to the 90s, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Existence. Here we go.
Yeah.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and we are doing an all Nova Scotia set. Not any specific time or era. Let's just say it's the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s, and we ended that set off with a track called Plundering by the Plundering Sons, a band you were in, D-Rock.
Yep. I played bass for them and did backing vocals.
And you were just telling me a crazy story about the Plundering Sons.
Yeah, the singer died there the other year. Great guy, Jeff Amarantis. Had a heart attack in the middle of a jam session with his new band, I guess like that. A really, really good guy. It's really sad to see him go, but life goes on, I guess. But really missed the guy.
All right, and he was in a bunch of bands. What year is this Plundering Sons from?
Well, that's 90s right there. Okay. Like a lot of the bands I played in were 90s. I played in a few in the 80s, but mostly in the 90s because the 80s I was just too wasted.
And the dog bite track we heard before that was from the 90s as well.
Yeah, that's early 90s. Yeah. I'm gonna play some stuff we did in the 80s later on, but.
And the Slitch we heard before that in the sets, another band you were in?
Yeah, that's early 90s, too. I played bass in that band. Dogbite I sung and played bass. Slitch I played bass.
Demons was the name of that track. We started things off with something very fresh out of the 90s, some very 90s crust, Addiction. Oh, yeah. Addiction was the name of the track, yeah.
Yeah, by Existence, yeah. It's like, we were called Disabuse before that, actually. And that's early 90s as well, but... Anyway, great band, great times, you know.
And, we're going to hear a band that you played in and still do play in. We're going to hear some System Shit. You guys will be playing tonight at the Princeton Pub down at Hastings and Victoria. And, so how long has System Shit been going for?
We've been playing since 1988. Well, I mean, we started in 1988 as a noisecore band. Just like, we're influenced by like bands like Sore Throat and stuff like that. And just the early UK grindcore, noisecore type scene, but it was basically a joke when we started it. Like, you know, we just screwed around and just played and whatever. But I was in other bands and we kind of stopped it for a bit. Then I was in a band called the Shitheads, and
who we started the whole show off with. Yeah,
and basically what happened is we kind of morphed into System Shit again. So that's pretty well what happened.
And there's been a lot of members in and out of System
we've
Shit.
We've got a lot of members, like too many of them.
The members you have in town now is Otis and it's Otis, Crosby, and Jordan. And did those guys play in the original incarnations of?
Yeah, Jordan used to play with us years ago back in Nova Scotia, but he moved out here. Like all my friends moved out here. It's like everyone moves to BC. I just. Caught the train a little later, that's all.
All right. And here you are. And here we are playing songs from Halifax, Nova Scotia, where you're from. And we're going to hear some System Shit tracks here. And I was saying, a lot of these bands didn't release records, but System Shit did have some vinyl out.
We got about a good, like, I don't know, 8 vinyls out, like 7 inches, 12 inches, tons of CDs, lots of demos. And same with Existence, too. We got about 11, 7 inches out and a bunch of other shit. A lot of CDs and stuff.
That's quite an amazing feat for a province so kind of isolated from
other bands like the Chits, they put out some vinyl too. There's, you know, a lot of the Hold, they actually put out some vinyl. A lot of bands put out vinyl. Well, not so many from there, but I don't mind talking about them. I'm half in the bag.
All right, so the System Shit we're gonna hear now, this came out on a record label from California. I forget the names. Drummy Blank. Split with Bloody Phoenix. 625 Thrash. Did they put this one out?
I can't even remember.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to look at the record. Yeah, but it is a 7-inch release with Bloody Phoenix. Actually, no. I'm not sure if they did. I know Bloody Phoenix had a record out on 625 Thrash.
Yeah, and actually, they did. Actually, yeah.
Yeah. So
later on, this is not 625.
All right, so this it says this here came out on a German record label, RSR.
Okay, that's Regurgitated Semen Records.
Okay,
there we go.
Excellent. So let's get into it. Let's hear the music. Let's hear some System Shit, who will be playing tonight at the Princeton. So System Shit. Here we go. Just to divide.
this is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Rust.
From Toxic Holocaust. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's do drugs.
Alright, you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, showcasing the vibrant scene of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and we heard a track called Your Dog's Dead by the McFaddens. What can you tell me about the McFaddens?
They're a band from about 1990, around that time, from Halifax. Anyway, Pete, he lives up here now. We're in a band together called Piss Tank. We played with the Subhumans last. It was maybe like 3 years ago, I think, the last show we did.
I remember I was at that show. Showed up late. That's what it was. Yeah. You were on very early.
Yeah, we played first, but we were called Drunk Tank at the time. But we changed our name to Piss Tank. But yeah, it's pretty cool. But no, McFadden's a really good band. I like playing with them in Halifax a lot. Just kind of Ramonesy, like a lot of their stuff. That's kind of like more heavier song by them, I think. But yeah, great band.
All right, and the Intoxicators before that. I think there was a band from out here called the Intoxicators.
Well, that's the band we started in Halifax, the 80s, or probably 86. That me and Mike Freeborn, that's his brother Ken playing guitar. Like that. It's kind of like a ska ditty. A lot of the other stuff is more like punk rock hardcore, but I just wanted to put that one in. It's kind of funny, so.
And we started off with two songs from your band System Shit, Sellout and Not Right. Sellout, that was a recent recording.
Yeah, it's an old song, but it's a recent recording we've done here in Vancouver. We did a split with a band called Napalm Raid. They're from Halifax. They'll be playing here at the Stort Fest, actually, in September, I believe.
Napalm Raid?
Okay. Yeah, great band. We should put some of that on a little later, actually.
Okay, well, we're running out of time. We got time for a few more songs.
Yeah.
And we're going to try called Not Right, split 7-inch. Yeah. With Bloody Phoenix.
Yeah.
I like your side way better, but
yeah. Oh, I mean, they're a great band, the Bloody Phoenix. You gotta like see them live, basically. So like just like the worst recording they've done, but I mean, I like it. It's nothing bad with it.
Okay,
that's incredible live.
All right, so yeah, there we go. On with some more punk from Halifax. From the what do you want to call Halifax? The any slangs that get referred to? The people call Vancouver the no-fun city. What do they call Halifax?
I don't know what we call it. We're too drunk to even call it anything.
Okay, here we go. With an act, who are we hearing now?
Here we go. We're going to hear some Disabuse.
24. All right.
Everybody in the world, this is David Victor, Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
I like that song title, Rollins is an Idiot, and that was by the Moronic Plague.
Yeah, Henry Rollins sucks.
Yeah, what about the Moronic Plague?
It was like a short-lived band in Halifax. Actually, it's like three straight-edge guys and me.
No, okay.
It's not very straight edge at all.
All right. You kind of make it a little bent, eh?
Yeah.
And
lots of fun.
Disabuse in the set, No Class as well.
Yeah, it's pre-existence, your old band. Played Existence earlier, I guess.
Yeah.
That's pre-stuff.
All right, so we got about another 5 minutes to go in the show. So, we got Power Chord up next shortly. And, so if somebody wants to check out System Shit, I mean, you guys, do you have a MySpace page, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's, just type in System Shit and away you go.
Right. Any other networks of Halifax punk? Punk History Canada was always a good area, a good place to start to find out about Canadian punk. And
we have Halifax Locals, and that's pretty well it right now. Like we had a lot of different sites like that, but they're all down.
Okay.
I've been checking them out, and they're all down.
Okay.
But I mean, tonight though, go to the show.
Yeah, that's at the Princeton, and System Shit are on at what time?
I'd say go there about 9 o'clock. We're playing with the Epitomes and Blistering Barnacles.
And System Shit are on at 9?
Yeah, we're playing second actually.
Okay, yeah, it should be all right. I mean, I've seen you guys a few times. You guys do put on a good, interesting show, I must say. And
cool.
Yeah. So System Shit, check them out. Been going since 1988. And thanks to D-Rock for coming up and playing all these songs that you will not hear anywhere else in Vancouver. Or, I don't know, anywhere else in the world at this particular time. Geez, very, very, underground mix here of tracks from Halifax, Nova Scotia. So, yes, we got Power Chord up next, as I keep saying. Playlists of the show, www.streetpunkradio.com. If you missed any of the show, the podcast will be up later, www.citr.ca. And we're going to leave you with one more act. You have a cassette, a split cassette compilation as well.
We did a split with a band in Nova Scotia called Napalm Raid.
Who are, this recently just came out.
Yeah, they're Shit members anyway, so...
And they will be playing here too, right?
Yeah, they're playing Distort Fest, actually, coming up.
Okay, that should be a good one. So Napalm Raid and...
Song's called Killing Waste.
And, how long has Napalm Raid been around for?
Not that long, kind of a newer band.
Newer band, younger guys?
They're getting there.
Okay, so yes, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Thank you, D-Rock. Stay tuned for Power Chord. Up next, Napalm Raid is what we're leaving you with. Have a good day. See you later. See you down at the Princeton tonight with System Shit. And we're still here. We're going to hear one more track. What's this? What's
Beneath
this track?
Beneath the Lies.
And tell me a little bit about Beneath the Lies, other than the fact that they're from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
I can't tell you shit about them, really. They're friends of mine.
All right. Teenage.
Fat ass anthem.
All right, here we go. Dance! 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 Dance!
repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
It's only a dream. It's only a dream. It's only a dream. It's only a dream.
Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.